The World Health Organization is part of the United Nations. It exists to coordinate public health programs across its 194 member countries. That means, yes, things like vaccinations for common diseases like malaria, polio, and tuberculosis in the most vulnerable parts of the world, and things like seasonal influenza vaccines. The WHO also leads education initiatives to help prevent, diagnose, and treat other widespread conditions like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. The United States is one of the larger contributors financially to the efforts of the WHO. Many scientists and doctors and other specialists with U.S. agencies actually work on site at WHO headquarters and in the field, fighting diseases like Ebola and COVID-19. After the Trump administration pulled back amid the pandemic, the U.S. rejoined the organization in 2021 and paid $200 million in back dues.